Hey, back here on Downtown on Friday afternoon, it's time for us to talk some Black Bear hockey. By the way, we remind you that our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. The voice of University of Maine Black Bear hockey, John Shields, joins us. Hello there, John.
Hi, Rich. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good of you to squeeze us in. You're in the midst of a big youth hockey tournament down in Lewiston, huh?
Yes, the Maine Junior Black Bears participating in the tournament here. Our U10 Tier 4 team playing some teams from the Auburn area. So we've got one game in the books and one coming up here today. So we'll try to see how things go this weekend.
And you lost the first one. So you line up all these boys and have them do 2 hours of gassers? What's the plan?
No, take a break in between, get some Gatorade, get some snacks.
Yeah.
Go back out there for round two.
Yeah, you're thinking about it, though. I planted that seed. I know. What position does Silas play?
He is a winger, so he usually plays left wing. And he had a pretty good game. He was hustling. That's all I ask. That's all I ask, Rich. Just a good hustle.
That's it. Play hard. Have fun.
Exactly.
Get out there the next day and do it again.
Those types of things. Yep.
Darn right. Well, let's talk about the Black Bears. And first of all, let's go back to last weekend and talk about that.
Well, they were off last weekend. So,
exactly.
Good time for a break.
Yeah, and well, it was after the experience of the previous weekend. It's been an interesting season so far. Certainly some ups, some signs of progress, and then some lapses, I guess we'd say.
I think that's a good way to put it. I mean, they've shown they can play toe-to-toe with teams that are top 10 ranked, top 20 ranked. They've competed in games. They've been there, but they haven't been able to get the win. They haven't been able to get that extra stride, the extra goal on the power play. They just haven't been able to find ways to win, but they've been in a lot of these hockey games. So there definitely is some stuff to take away from these games, and I'm hoping that they can start to put these things together here and maybe go on a little bit of a win streak.
It's just one game this weekend. 2 o'clock, drop the puck tomorrow?
Yeah, 2 o'clock, they'll host AIC tomorrow at Alfond Arena, American International College, who has played 16 games already. So they've played more games than Maine, and once again, they're a good team. They're out of Atlantic Hockey. They've been to they didn't obviously go to the tournament the COVID year, but they were on their way there. So if you add that in, they would have made the last four NCAA tournaments, and they're led by Eric Lang, who is in his seventh season. He took over this program 7 years ago and has really, really turned things around, and they've become the perennial power in Atlantic Hockey. So it's a good coach team, and it's going to be another tough test for Maine.
What do the Black Bears have to do well to be successful tomorrow?
Well, they've got to figure out the power play and the special teams side of the game. The penalty kill had been doing well. They let up three power play goals their last time out. But looking at the season, the penalty kill has been solid. It's the power play. They're at 8% on the power play, and a power play goal can change the whole dynamic of a hockey game. So they've got to figure out a way to generate a goal or two on the power play. When you have those advantages, it's just so critical. You've got to find a way to punch one in, and I know that's something that they've been working on. So that's a huge key for them this weekend. And continued to get the solid goaltending from Victor Osman. He's really stepped up, and he has played well. I don't think you can really hang the losses on him as the main goaltender. Victor's been strong, and I hope to see that continue here this weekend.
Is he getting much help on defense?
He is, but they're a young defensive core. They're still young, and that that they've got a lot of talent, a lot of upside on D, I think, and what they lack is experience. So you have players who are still figuring out the college hockey game, but you've got freshmen that are in there at these critical times, and that's great to see that Coach Barr and the staff trust these players. So, but on D, they've got a couple veterans who are trying to pick up a couple of the younger players. But they've had some good seasons so far from Luke Antonacci. He wears number 3. He's a freshman defenseman who blocks pucks every single game. He's played well. Brandon Holt, freshman number four, he runs one of the power play units. So it'd be great to see him get rolling with his power play unit. So they have had the freshmen out there in a lot of these situations, and as they keep racking up the games, that experience will continue to grow. So I like what we've seen on defense, but like all areas of the game, they're hoping to continue to improve.
Yeah, and we've talked about this with you before. It's kind of a trial by fire for some of those freshmen, but that's the kind of thing that's going to pay big dividends down the road for the team.
It definitely will. You know, some of these players, if they went to a Boston College or Providence or somewhere like that, they might not get this ice time this freshman season. So this is experience that that they're getting, and you can't. There's no other way to get experience than to play. So hopefully that will generate dividends here as the second half of the season comes upon us here in a few weeks. And I mean, they're already basically a third of the way through. So it's time to start seeing what that experience is going to do for them here as they get closer and closer to Christmas break, if you can believe that.
Yeah, and it'll be nice to spend a little time at the Alphon because they won't be there much in the month of December.
Yeah, they'll be back on the road. The Road Warriors will get back on the road. So they've got this game tomorrow at the Alphon, then two in Burlington the following weekend, and then Canisius at home before the Christmas break. And then we'll be packing our bags for a long December.
Absolutely. Well, John, good luck with the tournament, first and foremost. Here you play hard.
Yeah.
Do your best.
Yeah,
coach
fun.
Your best. That's the important thing. And look, remember, they're what, 7 and 8 years old, John?
We're 9 and 10.
Oh, 9 and 10. Oh, then let them rip. Come on. Go after them.
My number one job is to open the door on defensive changes, let the new defenseman out, and let the other ones in, and shut the door. That's my number one job.
All right. I have confidence that you can do that well and often this weekend. Have a good time. Good luck with the broadcast tomorrow, 1:30 for the pregame show.
Yeah, Larry and I will be on at 1:30, and Puck drops at 2.
All right. Hey, thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.